I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now, we are so excited. She has a movie in theaters right now, Like a Boss, a Netflix special. Her book was named New York Times bestseller, and she's going to be at the Park Theater this weekend. Tiffany Haddish, yeah. What's going on?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. You just woke up? You got up for this interview. Thank you so much. Do you usually sleep in, or do you usually get up pretty early?
No, I'm usually up way earlier. I don't know. I guess today my body decided it needed a little bit more rest.
Did your friends, I've heard about your friends, and when they want you to go out, they always try to lure you with good-looking guys being out there. Did they lure you out last night?
No, they didn't. It's cold as hell where I am, so it was all snuggly, wuggly, and warm in bed. I was like, ooh. And I had sprayed the pillows with some cologne, so it felt like a man was holding me. It was amazing.
I love it.
Tiffany, I'm so excited to talk to you because I have a feeling that if you met Mercedes and I, that we would be really good friends.
Yes.
And there's a couple of things that jump out. Is one, for you and Mercedes to be really good friends, Mercedes is just like you, where she comes up with some really unique food concoctions. Mercedes had the one. What was it? Peanut butter on what?
With the jalapenos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so delicious.
Now, Tiffany, was it you that have?
Is she pregnant?
No, I'm not even pregnant. It's just good. It's a game changer, Tiffany. Seriously, you'll love it.
Peanut butter and jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
Because what do you do with pickles?
Oh, I like to put non-laters or peppermint or Jolly Ranchers inside of a pickle. That's delicious.
Oh my!
Or dip it in Kool-Aid. If you dip it in Kool-Aid, oh my goodness, it's sweet and sour. It's bomb.
Oh, a pickle. Oh my gosh, I've never even thought of putting. How did you invent that?
That's a ghetto delicatessen right there. That's from the ice cream truck. Mm-hmm.
I do feel like we would be best friends. I think that also, like, I'm just curious, what's your Uber rating? Because I feel like you and I would be good Uber passengers. Do you have a good Uber rating?
My Uber rating is 4.9.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Oh, no, actually, it's a flat 4.9?
I think it's 4.9. Look, it was at, I know the last time I saw it was at 4.87.
Ooh.
I think it's 4.9, last time I looked.
Tiffany, I'm just being honest with you, okay? Because my rating's not that good. They say if you're below a 4.95, you're in a bad zone.
Lies and deception, sir. Lies and deception.
So
just because your Uber rating is a 2.7, doesn't mean
when you get into an Uber, is your username Tiffany? So when the Uber driver pulls up and he's like, "I'm looking for Tiffany," and the Uber driver's like, "Oh my gosh, it's Tiffany Haddish."
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of times they don't recognize me right off the top. And then if I'm on the phone talking, they're like, I know that voice. They always know my voice. They know me by the voice.
Your voice, yeah. It's one of those that I don't. Have you done any animation yet? Have you done any, like, cartoons, or is that something in the works?
Girl, you got me over here clutching my pearls. Did you not Google me? I'm in Lego Movie 2, Angry Birds 2. Secret Life of Pets 2. All movies that made lots of money.
Well, I watch all your movies, but I don't watch many cartoons. I'll be honest. I don't watch a ton of cartoons.
Well, when your baby get here, because of that piece of butter and holiday, you know, I know you're pregnant. When that baby get here, then you start watching.
I know that your show at the Park Theater, that is going to be so good. I love watching. I saw your Netflix special. It's so good. Las Vegas is not a new city to you. You've been coming here since you were a little kid, right?
Yes, I've been coming here for years. Years. And when I've been coming here from when the beds used to vibrate.
Oh, nice. I heard you got a vibrating bed just because of your experience of vibrating beds here in Las Vegas.
Yes, I did, girl. A vibrating bed that, like, the feet lift up, the head part lift up. When I bought it, they was like, so is this for your grandmother? I was like, no, it's for me. They was like, oh, okay. All right.
Now,
all right.
Tiffany, I don't know if you have any downtime or not, but I know you love horses, and my wife's got a couple of horses. And if you want to come riding, we can go ride horses together.
Oh, that sounds fun. So you rich, huh? I love new rich friends.
Well, one of them is,
I love that.
One of them is a mini horse, though. One of those tiny little horses, though. And then his name is Rebel, and he's a real, I don't know.
Well, you know, the tiny horses are better than pit bulls. They the best guard. They guard you, you know. Kicking all that stuff.
It's true. A stomp on your feet, and if you get in the way, he'll take you out.
Yeah.
Do you still?
I'm going to get me a tiny horse in the hood. I'm going to get one in my backyard. Security.
Why is this horse here? Like, do you still have your Alexander McQueen dress? I know you've been wearing that dress to everything because you bought that, and it was like $4,000. Do you still have the dress?
I still have the dress. I cannot fit the dress, but I had oral surgery on Friday, and I've lost like 7 pounds because I can't eat the way I want to. And so I think I might be able to fit it again. When I get home, I'm going to try it on and see.
Oh, man. Dental work is like the best diet ever, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It hurts so bad, but you look so good.
I do want to ask you, I was curious about this because you, when you were on SNL, I mean, you just crushed it. I believe you won an Emmy for your performance on SNL. But I know you had auditioned a couple times for SNL. When you got there and you're there that week and you're hosting and stuff, once you saw the inner workings of the show, were you upset that you missed out on actually performing on the show on a weekly basis, or were you kind of happy that that didn't pan out and you're just appearing as a guest host?
I was so happy I was just appearing as a guest host because I make way more money now than I would have working on that show. And I realized that, you know, it was a blessing not to get that job. Sometimes, you know, you don't get things that you want because maybe you ain't ready for that. I would have went to jail working there. Nope, wouldn't have happened. Nope. God knew, and so did Lord Michael. Tiffany not ready for this.
All right. Now, Tiffany, is it true you're a germaphobe? I've heard that you are, like, one of the biggest germaphobes out there.
I am not a germaphobe, but I do believe in cleanliness. I mean, I have a microscope, and I stare at germs all the time. I love to look at them.
I got
a microscope, so.
But Billy Porter says you are a very big germaphobe.
Billy Porter is a liar. What, you know what? He not. Because what he saw was me keeping things clean because there was a few nasty people around us. So if I see somebody coughing real hard or whatever, because, you know, I don't have a whole lot of downtime, so I have to stay healthy. So I do use, you know, hand sanitizer and Lysol and whatnot to keep things kind of clean around me. But I'm not, like, afraid of germs.
You haven't done the mask yet? You see people that are flying on the airplane, they have the mask on and gloves the whole nine yards. You don't go that far, do you?
Hell no. Only when I'm in China, because, you know, that's what they do.
That's like the style. Yeah, it's like very everyone stylish has mask. Well, we're excited to see you at the Park Theater. It's such a great theater over there at Park MGM tomorrow night. And I expect maybe you go out. Maybe we see you out and about after the show, perhaps.
Oh, I definitely will be going out after the show. Mm.
I know you like your male reviews.
You know what I do, girl. I love to see the men dancing around with no shirt on. And a little draw. Oh, that's so cute.
We cannot.
I'm gonna take $20 and throw it out. 21, they
get it. We can't wait to see you, Tiffany. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.